you don't know if he'll even become available. But those are the type of guys that the Angels be looking at, because Hayward does fit them in a lot of ways.
Jay, there's a report that came out recently, I believe either today or yesterday, about Avery Bradley being unhappy with his contract. And this was a contract that a lot of people thought were just shaking their heads once they signed it. Is this actually a true story? And if it is, can this affect the team chemistry?
I'd be surprised if he's really unhappy about his contract.
Yeah.
At the time he signed it, people thought like it was a little bit of a reach. You know?
Yeah. Yep.
And he signed really quickly to go back to Boston. He clearly wanted to stay with the Celtics. So I'd be surprised if he's unhappy about that. He did switch agencies. I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet about why he did that, but it might have been some other issue. I'd be surprised. I mean, at the time of the deal, that was a good contract for him.
Yeah.
And now, obviously, he's got better, and salary cap's about to go bananas.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't look as good for him. But if he is frustrated about that, that's a little weird.
BestLive.com's Jay King. Jay, last night we saw the Celtics beat up on a team in Washington that I think is better on paper than they've played this year. I think they still have an awful lot of talent. Obviously, Isaiah Thomas outplaying the guard position in Washington, outplaying John Wall last night was a bit of a shock. But we've seen the Celtics team be as high as sort of, you know, number, they peaked at number 6 on the ESPN power rankings. They've been as low as 16, 17. Is the truth somewhere in the middle? By the end of the season, will we be seeing a Celtics team that is once again good enough for the 7th seed, but that's about it?
I think they could be a little better than that.
Yeah?
I think over the last 8 games, I think they found something. I think they kind of feel more like they did at the end of last year.
Right, right.
Where they're going to smaller lineups, they benched David Lee. They're going to Tyler Zeller just a bit now, but for the most part, all their bench lineups are smaller lineups. They've got Isaiah Thomas in the starting lineup now. That's been a good thing. So it feels like over their last 8 games, they've really found something. The only losses during that span have been to Dallas in overtime and Toronto in a close game. Those are two good teams.
Uh-huh.
So I think that they might put a little string together here. They don't have a really tough schedule coming up. I think their next 17 games or something, very few games against playoff lock. So they have a chance to put a little run together here and maybe get a little separation in the crowded East.
Jay, I want to get your opinion on you talked about Isaiah Thomas starting now. I myself, I like him coming off the bench. I think he is more productive against other teams' benches. I have a lot of arguments. Some people say he's a bad, good player, meaning he's good enough to be ball hog and not be good enough to do that. I disagree with that. I personally don't think he's a starter. A lot of people do. Where do you think his best role is for the Celtics?
I mean, I would have said coming off the bench entering the season, and then he's just kind of done the same thing from the starting lineup, just with a little more of a minute load. He's been really good. Their offense is about 10 points per 100 possessions better with him on the court. He really makes them go, and he does it efficiently. He's really running the offense pretty well this year. He doesn't turn the ball over a lot. He's had a really, really good year, and he's done it from the starting lineup with a lot of more traditional lineups without the same space he benefited from last year. So he's just a really, really good offensive player. And, you know, I do think he deserves to be an all-star, especially now that Kyrie Irving was left out of the starting lineup, so that he probably won't make the team.
One last question for you, Jay King. We appreciate Jay King's time here. Obviously, the Celtics coming off of that win over Washington, getting ready for Denver tomorrow night. Jay Crowder's a guy that I talk an awful lot about on these airwaves. I just love sort of what Jay Crowder does in this system. My question to you is this. Is Jay Crowder's value, and I'm not saying that the Celtics need to move Jay Crowder. I don't think they could. Is Jay Crowder's value created by the system he's in? Because he is such a dirt dog. He's a guy who sets hard screens, moves well without the ball, can score if you want. But he seems to me to be a guy who wasn't able to thrive in Dallas because that is a team that doesn't necessarily need those dirt dog type players.
I think their system benefits him, but he's become a really good player. I mean, he's guarded anyone from Russell Westbrook to Zach Randolph.
Yeah,
he's hitting threes now. He gets to the hoop. He's averaging substantially more free throw attempts per game this year, which is a big development. He's just really gotten good at everything he does, and he's cut the other stuff out of his game. So I think the system does help him. It helps that he's unleashed at, like, that multi-positional threat that he's been since really the trade deadline last year, a little bit before the trade deadline probably. But he's a really good two-way player, and that's another deal that looks really good for the Celtics now.
Isn't that the
truth?
Yeah.
He's only first year of a five-year deal that'll pay him $7 million a year, and already he's outplaying him.
Jay King, MassLive.com. We love all the work you do, my friend. I personally love how you seem to be in every photo of every press conference at a locker room. At a locker, you somehow find your way into those photos, and it makes my day. Jay King, follow him on Twitter @byjayking. Thanks so much, Jay. Appreciate you.
Take care, guys.
Jay King, MassLive.com. Love that guy.
He's
love Jay King.
No one knows Celtics better than he.
No. All right. Here's the deal. Other side of the break. Time to switch from the hardwood to the ice. We're going to stay local. We're going to bring in our Springfield Falcon of the Week. It is Greg Carey, left winger, guy who competed at the highest level in college, was a Hobey Baker Award finalist, and whose kid brother actually has beaten him to the NHL. We'll see if we can prod Greg Carey about what it's like to have to maybe, give his brother an atomic wedgie or two to make up for the fact that his kid brother beat him there.
In every break so far, you've tried to give away a steaming tender gift certificate. Are you going to try to do it again?
No, because we already gave it away.
I'm just double-checking.
Tony, CBS Sports Radio, 1450.
The Hall.
This year, we're going all in with team shirts.
Whether it's a bachelorette party, fundraiser, or high school reunion, Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are always able to make any occasion memorable.
Custom Ink really helped my business look professional. When my crew wears the shirts, our clients know we're for real. Thanks, Custom Ink.
Custom Ink has created over 60 million shirts for families, sports teams, church groups, businesses, and more. And you don't need to be a designer to make great-looking T-shirts. It's simple and fun to create your own shirts with Custom Ink's online design lab. Choose from a variety of styles, colors, fonts, and artwork to make a one-of-a-kind design. You can even upload your own logo. And no matter how many shirts you order, we always guarantee on-time delivery and free shipping. Our team is with you every step of the way to make your design a success.
See why 99% of our customers say they would order with us again. Visit CustomInc.com today to get started.
A most unique dining experience is now yours to enjoy at Europa Black Rock Bar and Grill in Ludlow. Come and savor European cuisine at its finest with a new and exciting twist, volcanic rock cooking at your table. Europa has brought to you this new and interesting style of dining. Cook your food right at the table on an oven-heated volcanic rock. Europa has brought together Portuguese and American cuisine. Enjoy live entertainment weekends at Europa. There's Tapas Tuesdays, and with summer coming, dining on the patio. Custom-made cocktails, fine wines, and ice-cold beer available. Europa can cater your parties, and they have banquet facilities, too. So come and enjoy the ultimate interactive dining experience at Europa Black Rock Bar and Grill. 782 Center Street in Ludlow. Call for reservations at 413-547-6443. That's 413-547-6443. Call now.
Make the choice to achieve your dental health goals. You'll find that Agawam Crossing Dental is a different kind of dental practice, totally committed to your complete dental health. Dr. Christopher Magiria is a patient-centered practitioner with a mission of excellence in dental treatment. Agawam Crossing Dental provides a wide range of dental services, including cleanings, fillings, crowns, root canals, implants, dentures, partials, and cosmetic. They pride themselves on their patient-centered practice, which begins with superior service the first time you call. So call today, 413-786-0171. Agawam Crossing Dental, 200 Silver Street, Agawam. It's time to turn your smile on.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm recording a new ad for Westside Dance Center.
How's it coming?
Well, there's a lot to get in.
Did you put in there celebrating 19 years of dedication to the past, present, and future of fun dance education in their community?
Nah, that's too wordy.
Do you have their bigger and better at their new location at 315 Main Street in West Springfield? 734-9734.
No, that sounds too braggy.
That they offer jazz, tap, ballet, lyrical, acro, contemporary, musical theater, and more for ages 2 to 92 and beyond.
Eh, sounds like a shopping list.
Put their website in there, too, westsidedancecenter.org.
That might work.
Oh, and say they want you to have fun learning to dance.
Maybe.
Well, I'm sure you'll think of something to say.
Hey, I got it. Westside Dance Center, 315 Main Street, West Springfield, for all ages and talent levels. Call them at 734-9734. That's 734-9734. Or check check them out on the web at westsidedancecenter.org. They want you to have fun while learning to dance.
Well, I guess that's why you're the master.
I love Westside Dance Center.
Quality education is the greatest gift that we can give to our children to reach their potential and build a path for their success. The McDuffie School can meet or exceed that goal in a challenging academic environment. The curriculum at the McDuffie School will challenge your child on every level, but with small class sizes and highly qualified teachers, your student will be able to take a giant step toward their success. The McDuffie School is a co-ed day and boarding school for grades 6 through 12. Learn more about McDuffie by attending an open house Sunday, February 7th at 11 a.m. Attend an information session, tour the campus, meet faculty, current students, and their families. The McDuffie School has been preparing children for college for more than 125 years. They're known for high standards of academic excellence, but it's more than that. It's the inclusive atmosphere of a small school community coupled with big school opportunity. Come discover the McDuffie difference for yourself Sunday, February 7th at 11 a.m. Register and learn more at McDuffie.org.
If you're in the mood for a special treat, just head over to any of the Mill Restaurant Group locations. There's Cal's, Abigail's, The Republic, The Mill on the River, and The Market Grill. This week, we're focusing on The Market Grill, a great restaurant with a creative modern American cuisine that the whole family will love. The food is great, but the view is spectacular. You have to come to it. The Market Grill patio is open year-round. In the summer, it offers a wide-open setting, and in the winter, it's heated, so you can still watch the sun go down drinking a glass of delicious wine. But there's more. The Market Grill offers happy hour Sunday through Friday with dinner and drink specials each night from 3 till 6. Tuesday is 2-for-1 night at the Raw Bar. And if you love wine, stop by on Wednesday. Every bottle that's priced less than $100 is a whopping 40% off. Thursday is $9 burger platters night with thirsty 40% off all draft beer. So no matter what you're in the mood for, you'll find it at the Market Grill in Manchester. For more info, log on to marketgrillct.com.
Let's go out, sounds good to me.
The Average Joe Show. Sports talk that is thoughtful and in-depth.
Hey, you come here often, too, with me.
Sports Radio 1450, The Hall.
CBS Sports Radio 1450, The Hall. Average Joe Show 2.0. You know how you can tell they're new interns? They're all nervous about coming in and videoing the interview. It's too late now. You don't want to interrupt the interview, gentlemen. But you have waited too long. You're not going to get this interview on video. Joining us
good
in
job,
studio
guys.
Right now, how to take control out there, gentlemen, is Greg Carey.
Can't get good free help these days.
Greg, you're fired. Docking your pay. Greg Carey, Springfield Falcons left winger. Greg Carey's a guy, it's funny, when I did color with Andy Zilch earlier in the season, Greg Carey's a guy who I was talking about an awful lot, not just because of his performance on the ice, but because his backstory is so interesting, right? I mean, Greg Carey, not just a Springfield Falcon, but also a guy who played and was a Hobey Baker finalist at St. Lawrence. He's got a younger brother, also played at St. Lawrence. Just a really fascinating and interesting trek through what it means to be a Canadian guy playing in the NCAA and then continuing the quest to make it to the big show here in the National Hockey League. He is, of course, with your American Hockey League Falcons, who are back in action at home at the Nest Saturday against the Portland Pirates. It is their final home game before the All-Star break. Greg Carey, welcome to the Average Joe Show studio, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Greg, we were just talking off the air a little bit about the All-Star break. Before we get into hockey, I mean, this is an absolute grind. You're 25 years old. You know, the toll that this takes on your body, it isn't your first rodeo. You've been doing this for a number of years. This All-Star break comes at just the right time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, it's just about a month after Christmas break, but you really don't. We don't get a lot of breaks here. I mean, a day off here, a day off there, but it's 6 days a week. We're at the rink, grinding it out every day. Thankfully, we don't have the worst road trips in Springfield, but it definitely takes a toll on your body, and 3-4 days off from the ice. It's just as good for you mentally as it is physically.
Have you noticed, I mean, from your 19-year-old year to your 25th year, obviously you're in your physical prime now, you know, your mid-20s or whatever, but the body still doesn't recover as quickly as it once did, right? I mean, is this, at this, you don't want to, I mean, you're not jinxing anything or whatever, but is it still, like, do the bumps and bruises hurt a little bit more now than they did before?
You know, it's definitely a lot harder. The volume of games is way more than in college. I mean, I think my 1 year we only played 37 or 38 games, and I mean, that's I've I played 36 this year, and we still got 31 to go. So it's you kind of look at the mound that you still have left, but then again, you got to enjoy it every day.